Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And just let her cry. If the tears fall down like rain, let her sing. If it eases all her pain, let her go. Let her walk right out on me. And if the sun comes up
singing about his favorite letter.
Yeah.
Letter B.
Him and the Beatles both sing about a letter better than anybody else. I love this song, by the way. Thank you for playing it.
You request the music on the text line today, 913-586-7610-9205, today's window.
Our buddy,
Flashback Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Our buddy Ben from Iowa, listening in Iowa, I guess. Want a little Hootie and the Blowfish, Let Her Cry.
There you go, Ben. Nicely done by you, my friend.
Today's show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. For those of you that approve the chair, you're just wrong.
It's fine
that you're wrong.
Right.
But you're wrong about it.
It's okay to be wrong and just admit it. Like, you know.
Yeah, you're making any height uncomfortable. Someone's like, I'm 6'5". It happens all the time. I'm 5'11". It's in your knees.
It's in your knees.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
They don't
matter
make the planes aren't built big enough for.
My kids hate it when they recline and they sit with their chairs or their feet on the chair.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, it's terrible. The whole thing of travel.
Someone texted in and said, I have to talk on my phone in the store because I can't in the car because that's when I'm listening to 610.
That's fair. We're good with that.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask them. Can I interrupt you a second? Were you just listening to 610? That's why you couldn't handle your phone call in the car?
That's right.
To have that conversation with them? And then if they say yes, I go, okay, you're forgiven.
Keep going.
Okay, yeah. I'll start double checking with people.
You responded to a person on the text line who says, I'm on a work call. Jeez, you're
what
so
about
sensitive.
If you're on a work call?
Well, I don't know. Finish the call in the car.
Finish the call, then go.
Are you
the
really
store.
Concentrating on the work call if you're in a store shopping anyway?
Finish the call, then go in.
Right.
It's not that hard. We don't need to hear your call.
Think about others. Like, we live in a society. But since COVID, nobody cares about anybody else. It's been evident. Start taking a regard for your fellow man. And realize, if I do this, will it have a negative impact on others? And if the answer is yes, don't do it!
Yeah. Someone else says, not waving when you've let somebody out in traffic. I'm with you on that
one. Yeah, give a thank you wave.
Just give a little thank you wave. Not hard. Hey, thanks. I let you out. Give me a little
You don't need to be the over-aggressive waver like I saw on the trail the other day, right? Yeah. Just a wave. Tip of the cap, a little wave.
But I don't think we do that well. Here in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, phone calls in a public restroom, yeah, when you're on the throne or another one. Or even listening to a video in the public restroom.
Yeah, we're talking about our engineers.
That happens here
all the time.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Those two. That phone. If the phone rings in the bathroom, I know exactly who it is.
Yep, Sterling.
Not always.
Ken?
Could be Ken, too.
Okay.
Either one of them.
Yeah.
They know who they are. It can wait. It can wait till they're out of the bathroom. It really can.
I'm looking at some of the other ones that are coming in right now about phone calls in a public restroom. And then I get this one from the 816. People still talk on the phone. Don't they know texting exists? Joe and Gladstone. Yes. Right. I think now most of us have realized that you only call if it's an emergency, right? Or it's something you just can't handle via text, right? Aren't you like kind of there?
Quite a bit. Yeah.
Like, most of this can be handled via text message. 99% of it can. The other 1%, sit in your car.
Mm. So John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats became the story of yesterday by getting bounced from the tournament.
What I hate is this team.
And then afterwards, Cal said he hated his team.
Yeah,
not quite.
I can't believe he would say that.
It wasn't quite that, but, you know, it was just... He did say it.
What I hate is this team.
He did go on to say something else.
Mm-hmm.
This team shouldn't be remembered for that loss, but that's not as fun. So they get bounced again. Again, this has been a kind of ongoing deal for them as well, right? They were also the team that probably invested the most on Young. He's done a great job. I think, though, that John Calipari is the Scott Boras of college basketball.
Explain.
He is great for his clients.
Okay.
He's not so great at times for the sport. And he's not great for his employer, which is Kentucky.
Craig Carton on Fox Sports 1 this morning called him the Dallas Cowboys of college basketball, which I think is even better comparison.
Because I think
he
does a wonderful job. You can't argue about the guys he's put in the NBA.
No, great. Phenomenal.
I'm sure there'll be a handful of these guys that go to the league this year, and they'll be just fine. Anthony Davis, Devin Booker, Carl Anthony Towns.
Right.
I mean, you can go on and on and on about all these NBA guys that are there. But has it brought ultimate success?
But he's only got the one championship,
they've
right?
They've got one title and three appearances in the title game. And you remember them less for that Anthony Davis team that won it all and more for the one that lost in the NIT to Robert Morris.
Yeah.
And the one that lost last year to St. Peter's and the one now that's lost this year to Oakland. Mm-hmm. They had some pretty devastating losses.
The problem is when you do these one and duns, Josh, you don't get the buy-in from the kid. You don't get the buy-in of the love of the university. You don't get them to care as much as the fans do, right?
He's made the job harder for himself. I said this every year.
Oh,
he
God
has
yes.
to reteach every single year.
He's starting from zero
year. There's literally nothing to build on every year.
Right. Well, I don't remember a thing we did last year.
Okay, no. I got to reteach all this again. I think it's a very, very hard approach. Yeah, the buy-in could take a while as well. Hey, he's putting guys in the league, and there may be players that come there like, yeah, I wasn't really here to win a national title. If we went to the tournament and won, so be it. My goal was to get to the league, and he got me to the league.
Yeah.
So he's great for his client, which are the players. It's not probably great for the fans because they're tired of getting bounced in tournaments early.
But he'll take his $33 million and go home if you want to give it to him. Because I think his buyout number is 75% of what's left on his contract.
Yeah, no, it's like 30, it's like 30. Sorry, it's like 33. Yeah, $33 million.
$33 million
to get him out.
Yeah.
To get him out. So it's probably hard to do, and maybe they're fed up enough of the ante up. And then also, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Really?
Who's your backup player?
This was a tough spot to be in because they produce some nice regular seasons and do that stuff. But then what happens? So if you're a Kentucky basketball fan and you're a hardcore fan. Like that watches a team for their entire year, the journeys have been nice, right?
Sure.
I think you can't argue with he gets us there. And are you willing to go, he's got to roll the dice at the end if it's going to work or not.
But this is where he even said after the game last night, the regular season really doesn't matter. He said that after the game. And that's what I've been telling people for a while now. And I was actually in a Twitter conversation with somebody yesterday about the regular season. I'm like, the regular season matters if you're Oakland, right? Or but it doesn't even matter if you're Oakland, because if you don't win your conference tournament, you're not in. Like, the regular season didn't matter for North Carolina State. They've advanced to the second round of the tournament. They had no business being in the tournament.
What a story.
Because the regular season. But if you're Kentucky and you're Kansas and you're Duke and you're North Carolina and you have a great regular season, like ask Wichita State. They ran the table in the regular season. They didn't make the Final Four. How valuable was that regular season? Did it really matter, huh? Did it, huh? So I just think for the majority of the programs, the regular season really doesn't matter. It matters more for a mid-level Power Four school than it does for a mid-major, because a mid-major, the regular season doesn't matter unless you win your conference tournament.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, it's about winning championships and getting into the NCAA tournament and doing damage there. And if you're Kentucky and you had a great regular season this year, but you got bounced by Oakland the other night, that's all anybody's going to remember from that season is, yeah, it was a nice regular season. What the hell does that matter? We lost to freaking Oakland, man.
Yeah, so the 40-year-old shooter from Oakland,
right,
bounces all the young NBA draft prospects from Kentucky. It's been kind of a recurring theme to a certain extent. Jay Wright on CBS, of course, now former basketball coach, and it's probably part of the reason why.
Sure
he got out before the transition needed to happen, the reset of whatever college sports are going to be in terms of how long people stay and can you get them to stay. And all he got out when he was ready to get out, and I think this is probably part of the reason why, but he has some words for Cal.
The era of taking these young freshmen and trying to play against older players is over. I think he did a phenomenal job with these guys all year, getting them to be as successful as they were. You can see they're playing against grown men. The guys on Kentucky will be far better pros than any of these guys on Oakland or any of these guys in the tournament. But they're not as good college basketball players. It's at this point in their career, they're not as disciplined yet as the guys from Oakland. And it's not Cal's fault. It's they're 18 years old, and they're in this era where everyone's telling them how great they are. Just show up in college and you're going to win. It doesn't happen that way. And the more the guys stay in college because of NIL, it's going to be tougher for young teams like this to be successful.
Look, I'm with him. I've said it for years, Josh. I hated Bill Self going out and doing the one and dones. His best teams were the kids that stayed around together.
How
do you do that? With the portal and the NIL, how do you
somebody do it? To stay,
right.
Say it's a freshman who's not getting playing time,
right.
But I'm like, I saw that kid in three. I'm telling you what, kid in 3 years, I got him. That's why I want him, and I want to get some program guys. And then you got to convince that kid that it's best for them to stay.
I don't know that you can get program guys anymore. Seriously, like I just don't think. I don't think it exists in college football.
Because if Kentucky's
college basketball,
if Kentucky's recruiting me,
yeah,
and they legitimately like, well, that's a program guy. I see you for 3 years. I'm like, Kentucky's recruiting me, man.
Yeah.
And you think I'm going to be here 3 years? You're recruiting me. You must think I'm way better than that.
Right.
How are you going to convince somebody that this is best for them?
Well, you got to sign them to 3-year NILs now, 3-year contracts. I hate to say it. That's where we are
and
right now.
That day may come. It may. Right. The reset of NIL may come in some kind of fashion like that where we're kind of locking in to a certain extent. We don't know where that's going to end up yet. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to make that pivot, I think it would be hard to make that pivot if you're John Calipari. You're like, okay, so do I need to recruit a lesser guy who is just happy to be here but will buy in, but I can make him into a player later,
right?
Versus an NBA talent. And even Bill Self has said that back in the day, right?
Bill Self used to say it back in the day. How do you not?
Like,
how do you not recruit these guys?
He's like, you got to recruit talent.
Yeah.
Talent's first.
Right.
It's a tough balancing act. And if you're Kentucky, like, I get it. You're mad. You're disappointed. What more do you want? He's bringing in high level players every year, you know,
but
I bring in lower level players that want to stay. That's a tough ask.
This has always, though, been the MO of the tournament. We were talking earlier in the week and we're like, I don't know any of these teams, but I'll tell you what, Josh, if you got some juniors and seniors that can shoot the three, I'm probably going to take you in the bracket. Right. We talked about that earlier in the week. I just don't know how much longer that's going to be the case in college basketball, because kids are going to have big tournament breakouts, you know, like this, Peaches O'Callaghan or whoever it was, Peaches O'Toole, whoever was shooting the ball last night for Oakland. And he goes out there and does his thing. Like, say he's a sophomore. You don't think every big name program is going to be salivating with an NIL check for that guy?
Yes, the guy that scores 18 a game to lead Lehigh as a sophomore to the tournament is going to play as a senior at USC.
Right. Exactly.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes. So you can't even do it. You probably can't even do it at the mid-major level
anymore. You can't even do it at the mid-major level. But you have a better chance of getting a program guy at the mid-major level now.
Jack Golke guy who played 4 years at some Hillsdale College or something in Division II.
Not even a starter for Oakland. That dude came off the bench.
I know. So I got to rely on that, but that's not easy to do either. It's a tough spot to be in.
But I also think, and somebody used the term earlier on the text line, the NCAA tournament feels flat this year, and that's the perfect way to put it. And I think that's because of the NIL, because there is no more buy-in anymore with the fans. They don't know who these players are, and it's not even like it's a professional team anymore. Really, what it has become, for comparison standpoints, college sports has become a minor league team. If you're a fan of the Lansing Lugnuts, you're rooting for the Lansing Lugnuts because you're in Lansing and you're rooting for them and whatever it's your thing to do. But you don't know who any of the players are because they're constantly being changed. That's college sports now. No longer are you going to fall in love with the Kirks and the Knicks and the Drews. Like you don't even know who Kirk and Nick and Drew are anymore. Like, they don't exist. They're not real. They're figments of your imagination. They're just gentlemen out there playing with the jersey on for 6 months until they get a bigger offer or they transfer portal somewhere else.
And then how can you really ask Cal to change? How's he supposed to change?
Right. Maybe he should hire Tex Winter and get the triangle offense.
I mean,
you got to bring Larry Brown in, maybe.
Like, this is what he does.
Yeah.
He brings in NBA talent. Sometimes it's going to work, and sometimes it might flop. And are you willing to live with that?
Yeah.
That you have to live with the feast and famine of it all.
Right.
That one time you may win it, and I guess you could probably say, if you're a Kentucky fan, you probably feel like they've underachieved with only one.
Yeah.
Okay. But all it takes is another one. Like, he puts together.
And that's the thing. He wins another title, and now he's considered one of the best.
He puts together a great recruiting class next year, and they lock in and they figure it out, and they out-athlete everybody.
Right.
And they may not have all the basketball skills taught to them, but boy, they can. And then they were like, we're back.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. It's interesting to see if he'll truly be on the hot seat. And then there is also the, are you going to ante up $33 million to go try your luck with some other coach?
Right. Who is that coach right now? Because it ain't Jay Wright.
No, you're not bringing any names out of retirement.
I mean, seriously. Like,
Jay Wright's not the Bill Cowher of college. He ain't come back.
No, he's done. He is done.
If that pretty much told his comments about Cal pretty much told me that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he's comfortably done.
Yeah.
He's comfortably done at this point in time.
Right. A couple of texts coming in. Why can't we just like the teams for that year and not worry about the following year? You can, and that's fine, and I would suggest you do that now. But the way you build success and the way you win championships and the way that Bill Self has done it is have those established program guys that buy in, that fall in love with the university, that want to do it for the passionate.
You have to do it with some kind. You have to be able to do some kind of mix, and it's tough. It's tough to have that mix.
It is.
If you're recruiting pure talent.
Yep.
Maybe the mock drafts are missing it when it comes to the Chiefs. We'll discuss next.
Fesco in the morning.
The mailman, that's a good one. I love John Stockton.
On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Here's a good one for you, Josh. This coming from John Heyman in the New York Post. Otani's camp assertion, he's oblivious about money, was fooled by bad actor / former best buddy.
I mean, that's a good defense, too.
That is, yeah.
I don't know. I just gave somebody else more money. Yeah, no, that's
I
a good defense.
Play the game.
That's a good defense. I can buy that. Again, you bungled the start of this, the problem is. You could buy some of this if they didn't change their tune in the midst of an ESPN interview. That's where the holdup is. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Again, you're picking the music today, 90 through 05.
That's right, 90. Good 25-year span.
Five. Big Drew listening in Washington, D.C. One of the little Biggie Smalls hypnotized right here on Fesco in the Morning.
I found this interesting yesterday because I'm still clicking on the mock drafts. Give me a mock draft. I'm clicking, okay? So this one's from The Athletic, and I thought, okay.
You know which one I don't like? The Mel Kiper one now. It's like the most popular one. I'm like, give me somebody else's. Give me somebody I don't know. Well, let me just see what they're doing.
Well, this kind of dovetails in that. The issue I have right now with the Mel Kiper one is he's fallen into a trap with the Chiefs specifically.
Okay.
Do you think the only thing the Chiefs are looking for at 32 is a guy who doesn't drop passes? Like, no. every single like wide receiver pick here is like, oh, this guy, you know what he does? Catches passes.
Right.
You really think that that's their sole focus going into the draft? We got a guy that secures the football by catching. Right. I don't think so. So, like, and Kuiper's into that trap. He's like, well, this guy caught balls. This guy catches balls. I don't remember if he had Mitchell or maybe he had, I don't remember which wide receiver he had in the latest one, but that's what it was. It was like, fine catcher of balls like Jason Avant.
Of course, yeah.
And I thought, no, don't fall in that trap now. There are other ways to go. So I like this one. It was The Athletic, and it was our buddy Nate Taylor. I thought, okay, guy covers the team. This is a perfect person to use their beat people to make the picks.
And
right?
That's who you should be using, because who knows the team more than Nate Taylor?
So they get down to 32, Chiefs. Nate makes the pick for them in the little write-up. Apologize if I mispronounce this guy's name. We have time to learn it if he's drafted.
That's right.
I don't need to learn it until he's drafted. Kingsley Suamatea.
Never heard of him.
And I may be leaving out a syllable. Offensive tackle, BYU. Obviously, we have the BYU connections with Andy and an offensive lineman. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, got that.
Right.
Just take that part aside. It says, at this point of the draft, Suamatea. That's what I'm going with. Could be the best candidate to be a plug-and-play left tackle. The Chiefs still have Wanye Morris, a second-year player, but general manager Brett Veach is always in favor of creating competition at premium positions, especially when it comes to protecting Patrick Mahomes' blind side.
And front side.
The Chiefs could still be interested in acquiring a receiver at the end of the first round, but the free agent addition of Marquise Brown makes left tackle the biggest priority for the offense.
I don't
That's
disagree
the write-up
with that.
From Nate Taylor. And I thought, okay, that maybe gives you a indication as well that he may be hearing Wanye Morris isn't the plug-and-play left tackle, that he's still a project tackle or still has some room to go, and it's not for sure. Because I was in the camp of, if they believe Wanya Morris is the left tackle, just play him at left tackle.
How long can you be a project anymore in the NFL before it's eventually like either poop or
I'm not saying he can't be a starter, but at this, like, are they ready to hand it over to him in year two?
Right.
If they're not, well, then, yeah, you have to address tackle. If they are, he's the tackle. If they draft one, it clearly means, well, this guy might be a, Wanya Morris might be considered a swing backup tackle.
Right.
But left tackle, the biggest priority for the offense, I find kind of interesting. And also, I believe, yes, 32 is not mandated to be a wide receiver anymore. You got one. You got one for 1 year. Yes, do they need to probably add more for the future? Maybe so. But I would not shy away from Nate's camp, which is it doesn't have to be wide receiver anymore.
No, it really doesn't. And it doesn't.
And you can go any direction you want. And if offensive line is still where you need to shore up, then, yeah, we don't know what the long-term left tackle is. We know a lot of other positions, a lot of other positions. Or I can give you the natural, here's who's ascending. Even if L'Jarius Sneed goes, we know, well, Jalen Watson's going to be elevated. Right. Defensive line. Well, Chris Jones is here for a while. Don't have to worry about defensive tackle. You got an end you drafted last year. George is here as approach. You know, you've got all these positions that are really, really solidified. One really important one might not be, and it could be left tackle.
They've struggled to find a replacement for Eric Fisher. That is one area where you could say, boy, I wish they would have done a better job there. Now, have they piecemealed it together? Have they once? Yes. And is every team perfect? No. You're always going to have a space here or a space there that you wish could be better. But it's not because they're not trying. Hell, they tried with Orlando Brown. Orlando Brown was just clueless. They tried with Donovan Smith last year.
Okay? Donovan Smith, though, I think they did exactly what Donovan Smith was expected them to give.
Yeah.
One season.
Right. And he was good.
Right.
He was fine.
That was a plug.
Right.
That wasn't a, hey, let's try him out for a year and see if this,
we're giving you a year.
We need one right now.
You got a year available? Good. Come on.
We need one right now. Right. Come to the party.
But I think you would say in their heart of hearts, they wish they would have been able to draft the next Eric Fisher and just turn that over to the next guy. Right. And they haven't been able to do that yet. And maybe that guy's not there yet. Maybe he is. Who knows?
Maybe, you know, I still don't have a clear indication of whether or not they really thought Juwan Taylor could do it.
Right.
Or if they were just cool with paying a right tackle some money.
Right.
And not worrying about right or left. They were just paying a guy they thought could play tackle. I don't know if they really believed he could play left or not. Do you?
No. I think there's a reason why they went out and got Donovan Smith.
Yeah.
We're not moving Juwan to the left side.
Yeah, he's coming here playing right, and we're paying a little more for it.
And they got Juwan Taylor or Donovan Smith last year, like, whew. You know, like one of those, we dodged a bullet on this one.
No, we don't have to worry about it.
You know, people are saying,
don't have to worry about the criticism, not moving him to left?
Of not playing him at left and everybody going, oh, my God, why aren't you playing? Why is Juwan Taylor the left tackle? He stinks as much as Orlando Brown Jr. does. So you play him at right side, he gets a lot of penalties, but you still win the Super Bowl. I did see one about Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Juwan Taylor at right side.
Juwan Taylor Thomas.
His full contract is now guaranteed at $20 million.
Correct.
People are like, oh, he's the most penalized guy in the league since 2015. You know what? Once he figured out the penalties, did you even know who he was? That tells you how good he is. Once he figured out the penalties, Juwan Taylor was never discussed.
I was not unhappy with the blocking. I was unhappy with the moving early.
Right. And he finally got it figured out.
Yeah.
It took long enough, but he finally got it figured out. And once he got that figured out, he was good, Josh. He was a good football player last year. I just wish they had a steady guy at that left tackle spot that you knew for the next 8 years was the guy.
Yes, and they don't have that yet.
Right.
If it's not Wanya Morris and they're drafting another guy at 32, would indicate it's probably not Wanya Morris, but do you try for that again if it's available? I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
If somebody,
you think that's your best, that's your most pressing need.
If the highest rated player that you have on your board at 32 happens to be an offensive tackle, you take him. You don't reach. You just don't. You don't need to. You don't need to.
Yeah, go for it. Speaking of teams going for it, I think this is when going for it goes wrong. We'll get to that next.
Fesco in the morning on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The LBC, on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
You can listen to all Royals games here on 610 Sports Radio. I want to make that perfectly clear.
Clear.
And you're in the Kansas City Metro on the radio. They're all on. In the Metro, you can also listen on the app.
You can listen on the Odyssey
app.
If
you're in a certain circle in the Metro.
And I will say, like, I still think the best value in all of sports is I think it's $39 now for the year for all the radio broadcast. Or maybe it's $29 a year. I can't remember if it used to be 19 and now it's 29. If it was 29, now it's 39.
For the listen app.
Yeah, the MLB where you get every game, every announcer. It's wonderful. It really is. Like, I'm such a baseball dork and I love listening to baseball on the radio. That it's, to me, it's the best purchase out there. It was like one of the first in-app purchases. Like, I'm not paying for apps.
Can you get the Royals on there, though?
Yeah.
The Royals broadcast. Yeah. Okay. I couldn't remember if you could or not.
Yeah.
So that's there. So we just got a release from the Royals because people have been asking about the TV. I'm like, I really don't know what their plan is.
I don't think many people.
It's a week out and it looks like the plan is the same as it was last year.
Yeah.
Bally Sports Kansas City will televise 161 of the 162. They'll have an Apple Plus game on May the 10th. They'll have a couple others that are on FS1, but it's back to Bally. So if you have it with a, TV provider, that's the way to get it. So this says how to watch and stream the Royals in 2024. Okay. You can watch it through a TV provider, but that, again, subscription that has something that already has Bally's on it.
Right. You get direct
TV. And then
TV,
they do have Bally Sports Plus, the streaming only option that provides direct access to watch Royals baseball without a TV provider. I clicked on the thing. Fans can purchase a monthly, annual, or a new season pass subscription. So we'll just do it together. I'm clicking on the button here.
Mm-hmm.
So how to watch your team, blah, blah, blah. Get Bally Sports Plus, clicking on that. $19.99 a month.
Okay.
Or $189.99 a year.
How much for the year?
$190.
$190 for the year. But I thought you said it was one.
But then I could click on season pass.
Uh-huh.
And this must be for new. You can get it for $106 for the season.
$106 for the year. That's cheaper than taking a family of four to one game.
$106 for the season or $19.99 a month.
Okay.
And you get the Oklahoma City Thunder and the St. Louis Blues.
Who the hell cares?
I don't know. Well, that's part of it now.
Yeah, that's not a selling point.
It's Bally Sports Midwest. So you get those as well. Right. But not the Cardinals, apparently. You get the Thunder and just under $20 a month or $106.
Right.
So it is available. You might not like the way it's available. And the discussion of Amazon, which have been bouncing around, there's no mention of Amazon.
No
in this
mention.
Thing, so.
For what I heard, though, with Amazon, though, it was going to be an additional add-on, whether you had Amazon Prime or not. It wasn't going to be a free deal in Amazon. It was going to be like, you could subscribe.
Right.
And maybe you can even through Amazon now add Bally's through Amazon. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a channels feature on Amazon that gives you the opportunity to add things.
There's no mention of that in here. There's no mention of Amazon, which has been mentioned for other markets. And then, whatever the price point would be.
I still think I'm ahead of the game. I've kept satellite TV in my house. I think we're back to being leader in the clubhouse on all of this, right?
Well, no, because you've had to pay that rate the entire time. So maybe not. But,
but
you got
it. You're nickel and diming everybody for everything right now. Everything's a nickel and dime.
Again, I understand your frustrations, but you also can't say it is not available.
Yeah.
It is not available for your price.
Right.
Would be the rest of your answer. So that'd be like me playing just the part of John Calipari.
What I hate is this team.
Yeah, right.
And he went on to say other things. Mm-hmm. You saying, I can't watch it would be out of context.
Yeah, because you should
be saying,
watch it.
I can watch it. I just don't want to pay that price. And if you want to say, I don't want to pay that price, that's fair. I get it.
I saw the story yesterday.
Because $19.99 for anything, for any app, any whatever, is you go, whoa, that's my price.
Right.
That you get us in the single digit category, $9.99 a month.
Right.
$6.99 a month.
Okay, fine.
$5.99 a month. You feel much more comfortable about it, except for it was Peacock, and then you freaked out. But that's where they're at. So it is available. You just have to go a different means. There's no Amazon or Apple or anything else that has been announced.
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody said, what happened to the Apple agreement? I don't know what Apple agreement you're talking about.
I think you probably meant Amazon.
Amazon Prime.
That was being rumbled around for a while, and other markets may have it, but there's no mention of it in Kansas City.
But you may be able to add Bally's through Amazon. I don't know the answer to that question, but I do know, and this came out yesterday.
But not for free.
Not for free.
I have Prime, and I'll be able to watch the Royals.
Right. No. No.
That is not happening.
It was never going to be that way. Right. So this new article that came out yesterday, streaming households are now spending $61 per month on four services. That's up from $48 a month last year, up 27% in a year of what people are spending on streaming. Why can't we just combine all this together and just charge us one price?
Because we didn't like that price.
We didn't like that. Yeah. But that's what we're back to, though. We're back to this.
I just like the fact, yes, you can pick and choose, and if you run up your amount, that's on you.
Yeah.
Because the good part is you can cancel all these.
All of them.
If they ever went to because you remember when we had the DirecTV, mm-hmm. when I had the DirecTV, when you got the DirecTV initially, 2-year service agreement.
Right.
You always had to do a 2-year service agreement. At least these, I mean, literally you can cancel any of these anytime.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It's great.
And I hope they never go away from that policy, because that would make me more mad than whatever you're charging. I can pick and choose and bounce from mounts from month to month if I want to.
Right.
It's on me to cancel it, but you allow me to cancel
you
it.
Allow,
I don't have to jump through all the hoops.
And you don't have to talk to somebody who tries to convince
was hard
you to stay.
Oh,
it's horrible to cancel.
It was hard to cancel. I kept it for so much longer, so I'm like, I don't want to deal with them doing 18 ways to try to keep you around.
But once you got NFL Sunday ticket for free, you stayed.
Yeah.
That's ultimately what we wanted, right?
Let me transfer you, and then they would go, can I give you NFL Sunday ticket? Why, yes, you can. Yes. We can stay.
Yeah, we'll stay.
So looks like it's the same go of last year.
Yeah. And so somebody on the text line goes, $20 a month and you'll still make us watch commercials or more entertainment options for less than no commercials. What would you like them to do in between innings? Ryan pick his nose and show you his boogers?
Yeah, I think they still have to make their money.
Yeah. That's where Bally's gets the $50 million. Because I can't.
Not to mention, have you watched ESPN Plus? I wish they had more commercials.
I wish they did, too, because it sucks. Because
they run that same loop in between and drives you insane.
Obviously, we have nothing to show you, so we're still on the air, you know. Yeah.
we're still here. So, anyway, that's seemingly the latest. I don't have an Amazon answer because their release does not have any mention of it. So
I'm on Amazon Prime right now under my subscription looking for it. There is no Bally's.
There's no Bally's available.
NBA TV or MLB TV I can add, but nothing Bally's.
Nothing Bally's. Maybe it's not up yet. But also, too, you know, so many services that you get now, like your phone gives you things for free. Like Josh and I were talking about HBO Max this morning, or I guess it's just the Max app now. I go, I know I get that free from something. I think it's through my internet provider. I get MLB TV free for T-Mobile. It's great.
But
now you don't get the Royals.
You don't get the Royals.
Now that's what everybody needs to be angry about today. Not the fact that we have to pay for this. It's the fact that I can get it for free from T-Mobile and they don't allow me to watch the games because of the stupid blackout rules. That's what needs to change in Major League
Baseball. And if you wanted to charge me the $199 a year, and I got all the baseball.
Right.
Okay. Then we're talking. Or I guess you can get it down if you're first. It looks like if you could take advantage of the deal early on and get it for $106 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But if you gave me $106 and said you get every baseball game, I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I get them all. But MLB TV's had that model forever. That's the frustrating part of that one, too, because they've had that model. They've had availability to have all the games.
Oh, yeah.
Except for yours.
Right. Except the one you
it's
want.
Like baseball should just end that.
It's like when you go into a store and go, I need some apples. We don't have those, but we can offer you steak. I wanted an apple.
I think their subscriptions would be up, too, if they just said, you can buy your in-market baseball along with this entire package.
Right.
Oh, guess what? MLB TV's entire package is up? Yeah, probably so.
But
I mean, let's think about it. If you buy it now for the season and it's $106, that is way cheaper than going to a game one time.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how you have to look at it. I mean,
And then do the yearly one so you don't get the monthly one that did. Kicks you in the ribs. Just go ahead and buy the new.
Buy it for the year, like from the 913. They're double dipping, charging us and charging advertisers. Make it affordable. I hate to break it to you.
That's how pays the freight.
Yeah, like you complain that there's no good players, then they try to make money to go buy good players, and you're complaining about that. How do you expect them to get their money? It's a business. Like there are still some folks out there who have a hard time understanding that sports is a business, and you want to go back to your childhood where it was on channel 2. And you just turned the TV on and there was the game. It just doesn't work that way anymore.
But also, you know, teams, providers, they have to all figure out what their price point is.
Right.
Right. And I think some have struggled with that.
What is the
you're going to start to lose people. So everybody's still kind of in that window, too. They're trying to make a profit or at least cut their costs of production and what have you to make ends meet, blah, blah, blah. I think everybody, you know, those will settle in at some point in time. So, yeah, if $19.99 isn't your thing, don't do it, and they'll probably move it at some point in time.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. Like, if you're a diehard baseball fan and that's your thing, it's less than a dollar a day, right?
Right.
It's less than a dollar a day. So if you think about it like that, you're like, oh, it's
or
less
dollar
than
a game.
A dollar a game, right? It's much less than a dollar a game if you buy the yearly package,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Much less than a dollar per game. So in that standpoint, it's not that big, but you see that big hit of $106. Like, God, I don't want to spend that kind of money. But then you realize, you know what? If I get this, I'm not paying for cable anymore.
I've done way more than $106 of bitching about this thing. I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, right.
Price per complaint that I've even done right. as well. You know, so it says for the season, 6 months. Just do it by game then.
Right.
Can I break it down by game for you? Buck a game.
Yeah, how much is
less than a buck a game?
Let's just do the math right now.
$105.99
divided by, because there's 161 games on Bally's this year. 66 cents a game,
right,
is essentially what you're going to pay. You can't get a ticket for that price.
Yeah.
You can't even park for that. 66 cents a game.
You can't save a dog for 65 cents.
Yeah, it's true. Yes, it costs you, yes, 74
I'm
cents
just saying
a day.
Whatever,
yeah.
Whatever those, you know.
Yeah.
Sally Struthers is going to start pitching the baseball package to people.
For only 68 cents per day, you can get Major League Baseball at your home. I think we have a commercial we need to cut on Monday, Josh. Can you do your caring voice? If you want to watch Royals baseball, it only costs
it
you
only
68
costs you.
Cents per day.
And what else? You know, this is
What else could you get for 60?
The East Tonnell State University.
Yeah, exactly.
NIL
and the NIL stuff, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't go to Quick Trip and buy their awful coffee for 68 cents.
Mm-mm. You can't get a fountain drink for 68.
You can't get a fountain drink for 68 cents anymore.
No. For the cost of two fountain drinks, you can watch Royals baseball.
Right.
On an app.
Less than a dollar a game, I can get $1 million life insurance policy for less than that. LOL, Zach.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
All right, he's back. Was he back last week?
No,
he wasn't.
No,
he's back. Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is the return.
Wow.
He wasn't coming back to you were back and I was back and
I
all of us were back.
So recap the week that was. The only way we know how. We don't have fill-ins when he's gone. So he's back now, brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow, the one, the only, Billy Coons.
Hello, this is Billy Coons, and this is what we learned on Fesco in the Morning for this week on Monday. Bob and Josh say this is the best time of March with the NCAA college basketball tournament. And Bob and Josh say the Kansas City Royals have selected pitcher Cole Reagans as the opening day starter for the 2024 season. Matty Q says he's a leader of the Royals pitching staff. And we learn B-Dub, he's an expert on Rashee Rice and Ladarius Sneed. And Kansas City Royals insider Josh Friend joined the show to discuss Cole Reagans being the opening day starter and how he's can stare down the other starting pitcher. On Tuesday, Bob and Josh say, according to ESPN, the biggest challenge for the Kansas City Chiefs next year are the Houston Texans. Biggest threat because of the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, the head coach, DeMarco Ryans, and the free agencies that they got. And Bob and Josh wished head coach Andy Reid a happy birthday. And they also talked about Hollywood Brown, coming to Kansas City and how he could have took more money from other teams, but he wanted to go to the Chiefs because he wants to win football games. And Andy Reid sent him a text about hopefully getting a three-peat, and Hollywood Brown liked that, and he signed with the Chiefs. On Wednesday, Bob and Josh discussed the bad news for Kansas basketball player Kevin McCullough, who is out with a bone bruise and hasn't practiced in the last 6 weeks and barely played two games. And Bob and Josh discussed the Kansas City Chiefs. Be cool if they selected all wideouts in the 2024 NFL draft, so that would help Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense. And Bob, Josh, and B-Dub discussed the Masters Golf Tournament menu food for the players, include some of the food, ham, chicken fritters, pastries, and other types of food. And Iowa Josh was really upset with West Virginia head basketball coach Mark Kellogg for saying if his team gets past Princeton, then hopefully they'll play Iowa, and he wants to send Caitlin Clark packing. And Iowa Josh was very steamed and upset about that, and Bob had to calm him down.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Bob and Josh were excited to see the red zone, and you can watch the red zone also in the NFL, but now they're going to show the Olympics, and instead of going to Peacock, you can watch that, and both agree the Olympics on the red zone would be cool to watch. Legend Bob says they should have red zone for college basketball because you could see every game and be a lot of fun to see. And next week is opening day for the Kansas City Royals, and both are excited. Legend Bob says he wants to see Bobby Witt Jr. dominate the whole year as the best player in the major leagues, and Iowa Josh wants to see how the starters do. Then we learn Legend Bob, he's an expert on the TV show Gilligan's Island and their theme song. And finally, Bob and Josh talked about the free agency, and there's a list of veterans. And would the Chiefs go for some more veterans if they lost Ladarius, need some other people like Mike Edwards, who signed with Buffalo? It was a great week to listen to Legend Bob, Iowa Josh, and B-Dub. Talk to you later.
He didn't like the Leewood segment?
I know.
I was waiting for that.
Billy didn't. Yeah. Billy,
and our menu breakdown, and neither one of them.
Neither one of them happened.
Billy did not like the Leewood segment, which I think was the best segment of the week.
Best segment we may have ever done.
Yeah, it's going to get us to number five in the polls. Ladarius, you know, he's been consistent on that one.
Yeah.
That's the one he's got, Ladarius. Yep. He's big Ladarius.
That and DeMarco.
So, yeah, if you missed anything this week, including the Leewood segment, you need to catch that Leewood. Just put that one back towards. Just shuffle that one back towards the top.
And I will.
We'll call
fair
it.
Fair question from the text line to ponder on a Friday, guys.
610sports.com and the Odyssey app. Yes.
How am I going to choose between paying for Bally's or my favorite OnlyFans?
Oh wow, that's tough.
Yep.
That's
huge.
Tough.
Think about that this weekend.
Yeah. That's your choices. You don't have a problem paying for streaming. I guess this is probably my answer to that. If you missed any of the show, again, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. Cody and Gold come your way next on 610 Sports Radio.
Talk to you later.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.